Hello and welcome back to the Find Your Feet podcast, a podcast show dedicated to helping you get closer to your true authentic self by helping you find your feet in life. Welcome to episode 68. It's just Grace today, and today I'm going to be taking you through masculine and feminine energies. What are they? Why they're important to understand what they are for your own self-development journey. They're really good. When you can understand these energies and how to balance them within yourself, it can really help just your self-development journey, but also just like your general well-being and happiness levels. And it's not really something that many people know about, but they're actually really important, and they play a big part in how we show up in all areas of our life, in how we love ourselves, like in terms of self-love, how we interact in our own relationships, how we operate in business and work, and also manifesting. So yeah, I'm going to go through a little quick crash course of them today. But before we start, I just want to say thank you so much, everybody, for all the birthday love. It was our 1 year anniversary a few days ago, and OMG, you guys are so nice. Like, I honestly think we have the best audience, like, in the world. Like, you guys are so kind and amazing. And I literally got like teary-eyed twice on our birthday, because there was just all these messages coming in from you guys, just expressing your gratitude for the show, and you were saying such lovely things, and it just means the absolute world to us to hear how much of an impact the show's having on you. It's crazy how much a podcast can like help people. You don't really realize it until you hear it back from you guys. So it was really nice for you guys sending those messages. So thank you very much for that. You made our day really, really special. And we really, really appreciate every message and comment that we got that day and every other day. But, you know, on our birthday, it was extra special. So thank you. But like I said, it was our first birthday the other day, and a really big part of the growth of this podcast over the last year is being sponsored by BetterHelp and their support in the production of this podcast for us to be able to keep bringing it to you guys every week. So BetterHelp is a professional, secure online counseling service, and they set you up with a therapist in under 48 hours. Their therapists have a huge range of expertise, so it doesn't matter what your problem is. If you're struggling with anxiety, depression, grief, OCD, intrusive thoughts, anything, you just want to learn a bit more about yourself, like whatever it is, there is a really highly qualified licensed counselor on that website that can help you. And if it turns out that you get matched with a therapist that you don't actually like, so it is important for you to vibe with your therapist to get the full benefit of the experience, you can change for free as many times as you want until you find someone that you're happy with. But no matter where you're listening to this podcast right now, whatever country you're in, BetterHelp services are available to you. It is a worldwide company used by millions of people every single day. So wherever you are, you can access their services. It's really easy to set up. You just go online, fill out a questionnaire so they can get a picture about who you are and what your needs, match you up with the perfect therapist. So easy to go on and access your account online and message your therapist. You can communicate in whatever way is comfortable for you. If you would prefer to do like just chat box with your therapist, or you can do emails, or if you're happy to do phone calls or even video calls, it just depends on what you feel comfortable with. They're happy to work around you, and you can literally do it from the comfort of your own home, because as I said, it's all done online through an app, so you can do it on a computer or on your phone. You don't need to go anywhere. You can just relax at home, feel comfortable in your environment, and get the professional support you need from a licensed counselor. So if you've been feeling like you want to take your mental health to the next level, get the support that you need from a professional therapist, then BetterHelp are really kindly giving our listeners an extra 10% off their first month of therapy. So BetterHelp services are already much more affordable than traditional offline counseling, but with our discount, you get an extra 10% off your first month. So to access that discount, all you need to do is go to the link betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. That's betterhelp.com/findingyourfeet. We've left the link in the show notes. You scroll down there, click through, the discounts automatically applied to your account, and you can get going and start your therapy journey in just 2 days. But there's no shame in it. It's just like taking your mind to the gym. I've done it a couple times in my life, and it's been such a game changer for me, and Abby's doing it right now. Therapy's powerful. So if you guys want to embark on your therapy journey, then head to BetterHelp. Okay, so let's start off simple, break it down. Masculine and feminine energies, what are they? So there's a lot of misconceptions around these energies because they have gender-like names. but these energies are not actually attached to a single gender, and that we all, regardless of our gender, we have a mix of both. We all have our own individual balance of these two energies. And it's kind of what makes up like our sort of our energy, personality, just our sense of being. It plays a big part into like our uniqueness. So yeah, we've all got an individual balance of the two, but I'm just going to go through what the attributes of each energy is so that you really understand it. So the feminine energy is intuitive, empathetic, compassionate, magnetic, vulnerable, authentic, flows through life effortlessly. It's very open and creative. So that's a feminine energy. And then the masculine energy is very supportive, disciplined, logical, focused, accountable, responsible, stable, and protective. So yeah, like I said, these energies, doesn't matter what your gender is, you will have your own mix of the two just based on your own unique identity. And there's like the natural energy balance within us. Like we all have like, and this is what I'll go into, they can get out of balance, but generally we all have our own individual balance within us that works best for us. But these two energies, neither is better than the other. Like they both have to be equally respected. They're both on the same level of importance. Neither one is more important than the other. But in our society and the way our world works, like our capitalist run society, which, you know, I'm not saying capitalism is bad. I enjoy it. Makes life fun, business, all that stuff. But it very much thrives on the masculine energy. So our society is very much masculine energy focused. And just the way that our society works in the running a lot on that masculine energy of being disciplined, focused, logical, all that, it means that it's quite easy for people to get caught up in that, especially, you know, working in office environments and stuff like that. It's very much run on masculine energy because that, you know, it's really important in work and business to have that, as you can imagine, to have that masculine energy of the structure and the discipline and the logical, focused, all of that stuff. It's obviously important for that to be a part of it. So it's quite easy in the way our world works for the masculine energy to take over and get out of balance, especially because our economies and everything thrive better when the masculine energy is running the show. So it's easy for you just living in this world for your masculine energy to get out of balance where you're living more in that and you're not living as much in the feminine. So I'm just going to give you some examples of how in different situations where pulling on the masculine and feminine energies and like harnessing them in different ways can actually help you reach your goals. And when you have an awareness of these energies and then you can do that, you can really start to work with them and manipulate them to work the best for you, depending on whatever situation you're in and whatever your goals are at that time. So let's just start off with the situation of healing. So let's say that you are maybe struggling with your mental health or something at the minute, or you're processing some sort of pain, you've uncovered some big limiting belief, you've been doing shadow work, or and you've uncovered something that's maybe been deep in your subconscious for a while and it's been brought to the surface and it's draining, it's upsetting, it's a bit painful. So what you do in that situation to get yourself through it effectively is really embrace the feminine energy, because as I said, the feminine energy is very intuitive, empathetic, vulnerable and compassionate and quite open. So the feminine energy is perfect when you're trying to process something painful, because the feminine energy allows you to experience that emotion and just be there, be authentic, just let it all come up, be vulnerable and process that. Because as I've said many times on this podcast, what you resist persists. So if you are running from whatever is causing you pain or your own mental health or anything, if you're running away from that and not addressing it, it's only going to get worse. Because what you resist persists. So we have to shine light on that pain and show it some love through the feminine energy to heal that. But like I said, you need to have a balance of these two energies. So if you were then spending too long in the feminine energy when it comes to your healing, you can spend too long like processing the pain and in this like the sadness of it, and can quite, you can get stuck in like a, I wouldn't say victim mindset, but just like you can get stuck in that, the processing of it. The part of your healing journey at first is the awareness and the processing of what's gone on. And when you spend too long, if your feminine energy is out of balance, you can spend too long in that. And sometimes we can uncover like big limiting beliefs or discover that we have we're struggling with our mental health. And then just discovering that can be a painful pill to swallow in itself. And then we can get stuck there in the story of, I have this pain. Oh, this is here for me. And get stuck in just focusing on that and then never moving out of it. So that's when you pull on the masculine energy, because the masculine energy is disciplined, logical, focused, accountable, stable, protective. So the masculine energy in that sense, you'd pull on that once you spent the time you need in the feminine energy to just process what's going on and heal it. You then pull on the masculine energy to help you bring in some structure, some new routine, some accountability, some focus, some logic to move you out of that. So let's say is what I said before about you've uncovered some like big limiting belief and it's really upset you that you've been believing this your whole life and that it's been running a lot of your behavior patterns and you've realized you've been self-sabotaging because of a lot of your life because of it. You can feel a bit disappointed in yourself and all that pain can come up. So you're processing that in the feminine energy, but you don't want to spend too long there because you can get stuck there. So that's when the masculine energy will come in and you will start to create steps of, how am I going to move out of this? How am I going to rebuild my mindset? How am I going to move forward on this? I'm going to create some new thought patterns to replace that limiting belief with new empowering thoughts. And how am I going to keep myself accountable to repeatedly showing up for these new habits, these new sets of behavior that are going to make me feel better, that are going to move me out of that? So that's where the masculine energy comes in and is really important. So that's an example of healing and pulling on those two energies. But in relation to business, and this is what this is actually what Amy Rushworth, who came on our show a few episodes ago, I really, really recommend that episode if you've not listened to it. It was one of my favorites. It was episode 55 if you've not checked it out. But Amy has a really good balance of her masculine and feminine energy. She's got a big growing business, but she also lives like life how everybody would want it. Your business is thriving. She's really successful in that sense, but she makes a lot of time for herself to just be, to just play with her puppy, to just relax, to journal, to do whatever she wants to do. She's never hustling and burning herself out. And she gave this really great analogy about how she runs her business with these two energies, and that she has spent the time to create a masculine skeleton within her business. So it kind of runs on that, where I'm saying masculine is very logical, accountable, responsible, all of that stuff. She's built a masculine skeleton within her business. So it kind of just keeps ticking over and looks after itself through like the team members she's brought on, the processes she has. So because she's built that masculine skeleton within her business, she's then able to embody her feminine energy, and that for that just to be free, because the feminine energy is free flow, it's open, creative, it just flows through like effortlessly. It's not structured, it's not logical, it just does what it wants. And she can now has the time to embody that feminine energy when it comes to showing up in her business and showing up on Instagram and connecting with her audience, because she's built that masculine skeleton within her business. So it's all going to take care of itself, so she can show up in a more relaxed way. And she never burns. I love how she runs her business. She doesn't run it based on hustle and burnout, which, like I said, our society naturally favors that really masculine energy when it comes to work, because it does produce results. But she's given a really, really amazing example of how you can actually work with the two, still get all the results that you want from the masculine energy, but still really embody the feminine and not be tired, not be burnt out, and just feel amazing. Because it's important to have a balance of these energies within you, because it does affect your well-being, your emotional well-being and your physical well-being, just how you feel. But one final example of how these energies can show up for you in your relationships is in terms of romantic relationships, you tend to, you know, the term opposites attract. So that in the sense of this, like the masculine energy cannot exist without the feminine. It's the law of polarity, that everything has a dual, everything that appears opposite cannot exist without each other. That is a universal law. That is science. You cannot have good without bad. You cannot know what hot feels like without cold. You cannot have happiness without experiencing sadness, because you wouldn't know the difference. You can't have love without hate. It's like yin and yang. You cannot have the masculine energy without the feminine. And in this sense of romantic relationships, opposites attract. So if you're really embodying your natural balance of what these energies are within you, because I've got friends that have really, like I've got a friend who's really in her masculine, always has been, and that's how she is. And she's embodying her natural balance within her of these two energies. So when you're embodying that natural balance within you and you're showing up authentically to whatever it is, how you are naturally, you will attract the opposite of that in like a romantic partner, and your two energy balances will completely complement each other. Because like I said, these energies are not tied to a gender, despite the fact they've got gender-like names. So you can be a guy with a lot of feminine energy, and chances are you will attract maybe a woman that has a lot of masculine energy. And then from that, you will balance each other out, and that relationship will really thrive because these two important energies are working in harmony together. Like there's a good balance between the two. And having that good balance between the two can really create that kind of like energetic spark that people experience when they are getting romantically involved with somebody. So there are three examples of how in different parts of your life, these energy balances can really help you, and you can pull on them to get the best outcome for you. But I just want to finally touch on how these energies help in manifesting. So the process of manifesting, sometimes people get very much in the masculine and the logic of wanting to know how to do it. But a big part of it is just surrendering. It's about declaring what you want, knowing what it is, claiming it, taking aligned action and working towards it. But a big part of it is about just surrendering to is what it is. Like the what, the how, the when is not of your concern. You just need to hold your vision, do the steps to get you there. You cannot sit on a couch and wish to be a millionaire. If you want that, you do have to work for it. But it's about also bringing in that feminine energy that helps you surrender. Because like I said, the feminine energy is really, really magnetic. It's flowy, it's open, creative, and intuitive. And when you are manifesting from your intuition, that's when you are really, really powerful with drawing in what you want, because it's so aligned for you and your energy behind it from your subconscious, because it's intuitive. You know that it's meant for you. Is really powerful, the driving force behind your intention, which draws that back into you, to your realm. So in terms of manifesting, the feminine energy is amazing because it really just helps you embody that really, really important part that some people really struggle with, which is just surrendering, just trusting that your path is unfolding exactly as it's meant to, in the perfect time that it's meant to, not getting like caught up in comparison and lack and worrying about when things are going to happen and how, and if it's going to happen, it's not happened yet, so it must not be coming. It helps you keep that faith in your vision of what is that is coming for you, and what you want is on its way. Because when it comes to manifesting, there's no time scale on one that when that manifestation is going to actually appear into your life. It just will appear. It's not like when, you know, you plant a seed of like a you're growing vegetables, whatever, you plant a seed, you typically know the time scale and the days that it takes for that plant to grow. We know that. The only thing in this world that we don't know, like the time scales on of things to come into physical reality and grow, is our manifestation. So that feminine energy really, really just helps you surrender, which is that really key part of manifesting. So that is all for today on masculine and feminine energies. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope this conversation has been helpful and informative to you and got you thinking. Now that you have an awareness of this, you will just start to notice it within yourself and notice your own energies. And maybe when you're too much in your masculine, you're feeling a bit burnt out, it's time to pull on that feminine energy of just rest and recover and surrendering, and knowing that even when you are resting, you're still really magnetic. Because I think there's such a fear of like rest in our society that if you rest and relax, you're not going to move forward, you're not going to grow, you're not going to progress. But actually rest is so essential and helps you be more magnetic. So as you go through your life now that you have this knowledge, it will really, really help you to just pull on the energies, depending on your situation, to help you achieve your current goals at that time. But thank you so much for joining me in this episode. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you in the next episode. Bye.